Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If you've not caught the show before, this is a program devoted to real estate investing. We seek our financial freedom by way of rental properties, right? Passive income through single family houses or apartments, right? Investing in multifamily. And, you know, we get into a lot of, I don't know, more tactical, strategical stuff on these shows. And sometimes we'll get into more mindset stuff. And we're going to go more the mindset direction today. And I've got to ask a fundamental question. If you've been listening to this show already for some time and thinking about becoming a real estate investor, but you haven't yet, what is holding you back? Right? What is holding you back? What is stopping you from becoming a successful real estate investor, from going down that path to your financial freedom? Well, I want to get into that. I want to talk about that on today's show. And I want to talk specifically about a big, big hurdle that a lot of people have to grapple with, that I had to grapple with. And that's in your own head, right? That's fear. Fear stops us from doing all kinds of things in life. And I've got some tips to get over that fear. I'll tell you a little bit about how Lifestyles Unlimited helped me do that very thing, right? Starting eight plus years ago. Now, last week on the show, we talked again more tactically about the lease up process, right? How to get a house leased. And I mentioned at the start of that show that getting a house leased is really a big fear for a lot of people. It's one of those, what I would call an unfounded fear, a fear you shouldn't have, right? But again, that's a big hurdle. People ask the question, Andy, what if I can't lease the house? What do I do? Well, you're doing something wrong if you can't lease the house, you know, first of all. But a proper education is going to help you learn what you need to do to get that house leased. Go listen to last week's show as well. We get into some of the nuts and bolts around the leasing process. And another reason I brought that up, aside from to address that fear, is that I was going through the leasing process myself. I'll tell you here in just a second how that went. But that's a big fear. There are a lot of fears. And here's the thing. Fear and its brethren, worry and anxiety, right? All that is you looking into the future. At least you think you are. You're making assumptions that are typically wrong, right? Looking typically at the downside only, the downside of things, assuming the worst. And all of that's just holding you back. It's keeping you from taking action. You know, if I harken back, to Franklin D. Roosevelt, you've heard the quote. As part of his 1933 inaugural address for his first term becoming president, here's what he said. He said, "So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes," and he goes on, "which paralyzes us," right? That's the nuts and bolts of it there. It's a nameless, unreasoning, unjustified fear, terror, right? The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. And we're going to try to get you through that today. And you know, yesterday, my wife and I grabbed the toddler, drove up about an hour north of town to the drop zone where we like to go skydiving. I've been jumping for close to 16 years. 16 years ago this month, in fact, I made my first jump. Talk about getting over fear. Both my wife and I did that together. And you know, I had a flashback when we left the drop zone. We were driving home. I caught the 4 p.m. show on Saturday with Al Gordon. He was hosting the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And that took me back 9 years ago. 9 years ago, that's the very situation we were in, coming back from that drop zone every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, catching this very radio program, hearing the message. It was registering, right? A light bulb was slowly, it was starting to flicker on. And my wife and I, we'd talk about it and we'd be, I don't know. You know, we had those questions. What if we can't lease the house? What are a few more questions people have? What if I get a bad tenant? Not just questions, but fears. What if they do damage to the property? And a lot of people have money fears. What if I don't have enough capital? I don't think I have enough capital. What if I go over budget, right? What if I get sued? What if I don't have time? all these fears that crop up. We went through that. But 9 years ago, we caught the radio program. In fact, we listened to the program for a considerable period of time, months, I think close to a year, before we finally took action and got down to the free workshop. And that opened our eyes. That started the process of peeling back that onion, exposing those sundry fears that we had, and then addressing them to where we could buy that first house, and then that second house, and so on and so forth. 3 years later, my wife left her terrible, horrible, miserable job, right? We say here on Lifestyles Unlimited, at Lifestyles Unlimited, that you can retire in 5 years or less, and she did that very thing. We got her out of there first because it was a terrible, miserable environment. So again, I just mentioned some of the common fears that I hear personally when I talk to investors or soon-to-be investors, right? People that are considering investing in real estate. We're going to address each one of those throughout the show, right? When we come back from a break, I'll probably take one or two of those up at a time. And then through the balance of the show, I want to take up an article with you. It's an oldie but a goodie. This came out in January of 2016 on Forbes.com. I've seen this before, and it's got some good tips. It's 14 Ways to Conquer Fear. Author is Josh Steinle, if you want to look this up. We're going to go through these pretty quickly, and I'm going to tell you how we at Lifestyles Unlimited help you get over that hurdle, just like I was helped over that hurdle. Again, it's in your head, you know, it's those unnamed, unreasoning, unjustified fears that we got to get you past. Unfounded fears that are holding you back, that are keeping you from getting started. So the article itself was penned in January to address, you know, the notion of New Year's resolutions, right? People start off the year, they make these resolutions. Personally, I like to sit down and make actual goals, smart goals. Right? More defined, with a time-bound essence to it. You know, they are achievable, right? They're measurable and so on. We've had many shows on goal setting, but he's addressing the fact that a lot of people set resolutions. They have the best intentions in mind, but they don't get it done. Why? Fear. Not just when it comes to real estate investing, but anything in life you want to do, there's going to be a certain level of fear. And you want to overcome that, and we're going to help you. We're going to get through that today. So when we come back, we're going to get started with that list. I'll tell you about a couple of those real estate fears that I've heard and what you can do about those as well. So stay tuned. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Andy Webb, and we will be right back.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're talking about overcoming fear. It's a big hurdle. It's a nebulous hurdle. It's hard to overcome something if you don't fully understand what it is that you're afraid of, and that's often the case. So we're talking today specifically, of course, about real estate investing and getting into investing in single-family and multifamily houses, as we do on the show every week, every day of the week, in fact. If you've missed any of the shows, you can go check those out at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. And I mentioned the show we did last week. It addressed one of those fears. People say to me, Andy, I'm afraid I won't be able to lease the house. And we went all through the leasing process just last week. You know, if you're fixing up the house right, if you're putting the best product on the market at the best price, you're not going to have any difficulty. And in fact, as part of that show, I surveyed a number of folks, asked people to send me emails. I got some questions, and I got a number of comments specifically from Lifestyles members. And one guy said, look, I leased my house in a day. He put a house out on the market, had it leased in one day, had another one that he turned in the springtime, leased it in a week. Another couple said theirs are just flying off the shelves when they come up for, not renewal, but when they do a turn. And part of the reason I did that show is because I was going through the lease process myself. We had put a house on the market, and under 2 weeks, it was gone, okay? This was an interesting one because it wasn't vacant, so we were having to deal with showings and being extremely cautious with the whole coronavirus, heavy, heavy pre-screening, and then, of course, on the back end, you know, we get the other fear from people. What if I get a bad tenant? Simple solution is due diligence. Do your screening. Be very, very thorough. We do not rush through that process. And that can sometimes take a few days until we have checked every single box. So those are two common fears that I hear about, and being properly educated and having a good process, that is going to solve those two problems for you. No longer anything to be afraid of. Now, if you've got questions today, the number is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Now, back to fear itself and overcoming fear, right? I'm looking at an article with you, 14 Ways to Conquer Fear. This is from January 2016. It's a little bit older, but a goodie on Forbes.com. And number one thing you need to do is understand fear and embrace it. Right? Fear serves a purpose. It keeps us alive, right? I mentioned I'm a skydiver. I like to jump out of airplanes. I've been doing it for 16 years. I'm pretty comfortable with it. But when I change something, go to a new drop zone that I've never been to, maybe I plan to go from my 150 square foot canopy, a parachute, down to a smaller one. Maybe I'm jumping out of a new airplane. Any one of those things is going to trigger a small impulse of fear, not an uncontrolled thing. I know it's going to come, and it's just going to encourage me to think, put some thought to what I'm doing, understand it, and embrace it, right? Okay, what am I going to do differently because I'm at this new drop zone? What am I going to do differently because this parachute is now smaller and will handle differently, right? Embrace fear as instruction and let it inform your actions, as the author says right here. But don't let that control you, right? Recognize that fear. Number two, he says, don't just do something, stand there. What he's saying is don't be impulsive, right? Take some time if you need to, and put some thought down. Maybe put pen to paper if you need to. Maybe put some goals down, right? Actually give some deep thinking to whatever it is you're about to do, okay? Now, don't overthink. You know, we talk about the type A personalities out there. They're the more impulsive ones. We talk about the type B personalities out there. I'm one of you if you're a type B. I tend to overthink. My wife and I make a good balance because she's more on that A side. I'm more on that B side, overly analytical. But don't overdo it. But do think, right? Put some thought into what it is you're confronting or being confronted with, okay? Number three, put a name to the fear, right? Sometimes merely stating what it is, maybe write it down, like I said, is going to focus your mind on that. Okay, if you ignore it, it's gonna ruminate there in the back of your mind. It's gonna get bigger, and it's gonna get bigger, and it's gonna get bigger. But when you face it, you're gonna understand it better, and it's going to shrink. It's gonna get smaller for you, you know. And I would ask you, you know, the list of common fears that I have heard about over the years related to real estate investing. Do you identify with any of those? Is one of those or multiple of those in particular holding you back? If so, write those down and start to think about those, right? Find a mentor. We'll talk about that in a little bit. They'll help you process that and get past those ultimately. So name the fear. Number four, think long term. Boy, and this is important right now. You know, we got the coronavirus going on out there, going on 5+ months now here in the United States. And we've got an impending, you know, very vitriolic, it's going to be, election cycle coming to a close here in November, so we've got a couple months of it ahead of us. Those two things are going to cause a lot of uncertainty for you, for me, for everybody, right? And that's going to generate some fear as well. What's coming? But here's the thing. That's short term. Think long term. What's going to happen after that election is concluded? What's going to happen when we do find a vaccine, or as cases seem to be tapering down again, right? Are we going through the second wave now? Is this going to be it? What's going to happen? Are you going to be ready to take advantage of the new normal or whatever that, you know, whatever that is? So start to think a little bit longer term. Don't be mired down. Don't be bogged down in the here and now. Now, when you think about that future, we'll talk a little bit about positivity, right? Try to get that negative perspective, peel that away if you can. We'll talk about ways to handle that as well, but start to look forward. Think long term. And number five, very important, educate yourself. As the author says here, we are afraid of nothing so much as the unknown. There is nothing to fear but fear itself, right? It's that, again, that nebulous thing out there that you can't even put a handle on. It's just there, right? But as you educate yourself, real estate investing is scary. It's going to take a lot of money, right? Those tenants, they bite. You know, their dogs certainly do. But as you educate yourself, you learn that these myths, these false assumptions that you've been harboring, they're just not true. Right? When you learn to operate the way we are at Lifestyles Unlimited, you see that, wow, there is a really good path out there. By the way, I mentioned in the first segment that my wife and I, we got started essentially by listening to this very program when we would leave the drop zone after skydiving on a Saturday, and on a Sunday, we would catch the radio show every weekend. And we thought about it, and we were like, I don't know. We had the fear. But eventually we said, you know what, let's try this. We went to the free workshop. And we got some insight into the Lifestyles model, right? Buying single family houses, buying multifamily properties. The notion that we could actually retire in fewer than 5 years. Hard to believe, right? A lot of members at Lifestyles have done that. You can do it too. But that free workshop really set the ball in motion for us. Now, we're not doing that live and in person right here in Dallas or down in our South or Central Texas offices, but you can do it online. Makes it even easier, really. Don't have to drive, don't have to commute, don't have to take time off of work. If you go check out the following website, freeworkshoplivestream.com, it's a good way to get an introduction to what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited and learn about how we educate you so that you can get over those fears that you have. What if I can't lease the house? What if I get a bad tenant? Right, we talked about the leasing process. We talked in that show about proper screening, having a selection criteria. These things are going to curtail that issue altogether. But it starts by going to the free workshop, freeworkshoplivestream.com. So go check that out. When we come back, I want to tell you about a class that's coming up very shortly at Lifestyle. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're talking about fear as it relates to real estate investing in particular, and some of the common fears. You know, I've just named a few to help you kind of put some word, you know, into words if you're harboring concerns or fear or worry or anxiety about getting started as a real estate investor. First of all, you're not alone. Okay. We've all gone through that, and some of us are that are just getting started. We're going through that right now, right? It's normal. It's normal, and I'm here to help you kind of process that and kind of work through a couple of tips, tricks, strategies, tactics to maybe help you make that transition, getting over that hurdle a little bit easier. And just ahead of the break, we were talking about education. And let me give you the number if you've got any questions. It's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, that number is 855-497-4335. And I hear a lot of concerns expressed by people that are thinking about getting into real estate investing all the time over the years. We talked about a couple more that I hear are kind of centered around money fears, money concerns. And one of those is that, you know, I don't have enough capital. Are you sure? How do you know? What is your perspective? Where are you coming from? Get a second opinion, ultimately, on that, is what I would tell you. Get a mentor's opinion. Somebody that's done that, you know, what you want to do. They're going to tell you what it's going to cost you. And we'll talk about that a little bit more here in just a second. Another common money concern is going over budget on rehab, right, on the renovations. First of all, get a good general contractor. They're going to shoot you straight. They're going to know what they're doing. They're going to put together a scope of work to help you understand the budget, right? That's what they're going to do. Now, maybe you want to put that together on your side. And guess what? From the education perspective, I told you number five on our list of 14 ways to conquer fear is educate yourself. Got a great seminar coming up. This is a Lunch and Learn, September 23rd. Now, this is for Lifestyles members, but it's titled Single Family Rehabs from Scary to Simple with the Scope of Work. That right there is going to address that fear that you may have around rehabs, around renovations. The other thing is to really learn how to estimate renovations, rehab costs on your own. And another huge educational component that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited are the single family road trips. And that's exactly what my wife and I did continuously. Every opportunity we had was go to these single family road trips where we would go to a house and learn what's going on, what the investor's doing, see his or her scope of work to really understand the cost and see what they looked at when they first went into that property to understand how to make that evaluation on our own out the door. Right. Then we go and do our due diligence, get that general contractor in there, get the rest of the team in there, of course, to firm things up and make sure we're on the right page. But that's part of the education as well. And that falls under, I think, item number six here on our list of 14 ways to conquer fear, which is prepare, practice, and role play. Now, in this case, role play, I think, is not so much relevant for us, but you can prepare and you can practice. And preparation is doing that learning, learning how to put that scope of work together, learning how to estimate that rehab. Right. In my case, we've been single family investors here in North Texas for 8 years, and we're shifting to multifamily now. And there's a lot of stuff that absolutely will transfer from our experience, but there are some things that we need to learn, like the evaluation. So we're taking every opportunity that we can to use the Lifestyles Unlimited multifamily analysis tool to run over properties that we see come up, right? So we're practicing that evaluation technique so that when we do see the deal that we really do like, we can be comfortable, confident, right, in our numbers. And of course, we'll still reach out to our mentors, to the team at Lifestyles, our other team members, general contractors, and so on for help, right? Number seven, use peer pressure. Now, peer pressure typically we have carries with it a certain negative connotation, right? Here he says, have you ever done anything scary, something like jumping off a high bridge into a river below only because you were with friends who were egging you on? Maybe they were pushing you out of that airplane, right? That's that negative connotation, but you can use peer pressure in a positive way. And really the notion here is surround yourself with people that are doing what you want to do, that are going to push you in that direction. You know, when we got started, bought that first house, it was scary. That was eight years ago this month that we closed on it. And it was scary, but you know, we would talk, we would bounce ideas, what it looks like, what we think we need to do off of not just the mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited, not just the realty team that we were working with, but also with the peers there. Remember, Lifestyles has been around for 30 years. It's 50,000 members strong. You're going to identify with a good group of people there that you're going to come back to, and you're going to exchange stories, and you're going to gather their experience. You're going to eventually become that peer to somebody else that needs help. Right, you're going to give them direction. But when you're starting out, you need to surround yourself, right, with people that are doing what you want to do, and they're going to be the people that push you off that bridge, right? Get you going. Finally, number eight, visualize success. And, you know, I can't discount this at all, is this kind of mental exercise of seeing, right? We talk about retiring in 5 years or less. What does that look like? You look around Lifestyles Unlimited, you hear the stories, especially if you go to the case studies. The case studies at Lifestyles are hugely important because if you're just getting started, you may not know how to visualize that house. You may not know how to visualize that apartment process, right? That investing. You may not know how to visualize being retired in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. So we go to the case studies, and that really helps. Right? That really helps us visualize that success. We see the numbers behind those deals. Right, we see the house before, we see the house after. That helps with the visualization and that scope of work, right? But more importantly, I think, is going back to that notion of think long-term as well, is we get to see a little bit farther down the road where we could be. What does that look like for you? Start to visualize that. What does financial freedom mean to you? Visualizing that success is going to really get you going. That's number eight. Number nine, gain a sense of proportion. And, you know, he asks here, how big of a deal really is that thing that you're afraid of? And that's a good question. You know, we have this fear, like I said, that's formulated in our head. Maybe it's around those money fears. Maybe it's around that bad tenant, right? And we don't focus on it. We don't write it down. We don't name that fear. And it just gets bigger. It gets bigger in the back of our head until it's of a ridiculous size. It's totally blown up out of proportion. So you want to take a step back and ask yourself, what is the worst that could happen? You know, I can think back to a house we did. It must have been early 2014. And, you know, we went in, we were pretty confident with the scope of work. And there was one item that we decided not to address. It was the air conditioning. This was in the springtime. It looked okay. You know, we thought it might hang on. And, you know, we decided just to let it be. Well, it blew up on us. We knew it could happen. We didn't have in our budget. We had to come out of pocket for that. But we asked ourselves ahead of time, well, what is the worst that can happen? Well, we replaced the AC. $3,500, whatever it was back then, $3,000 for that. It was a small house. Not a huge deal. Now, we've had the house in our portfolio for a long time, recouped that cash, you know, in the first half year. Had the same resident, in fact, in that house for 6+ years now. So in the scheme of things, small deal, right? It's just a minor example, but you got to ask yourself, what is the worst that can happen? In fact, I did a show back June of 2019 on the topic of fear setting as opposed to goal setting. Go check that out. Again, that's on lifestylesunlimited.com. Click the radio tab. It's in the archives. But it just approaches an analysis of some situation that you're going into. And if I do this thing and it doesn't turn out the way I think it will, what is the worst case? Again, when you don't strictly analyze and think about things, you let the scope blow up out of proportion, but take some time and really give it some thought. If I try this investing thing and it doesn't work out for whatever reason, what is the worst that can happen? Right? And you can learn more by talking, like I said, to peers, right? People that have done this. And they're going to tell you, you know, maybe I had this one experience, but on the whole, man, it's been great. I retired after 4 years. You know, I talked to, got an email from a guy named John here in our area, retired after 2. Right, my wife retired after 3. What's the worst that can happen? Maybe it takes you 4 years or 5 instead of 2 or 3. Not a bad outcome, I would say. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the 14 ways that you can conquer fear. Stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. We are in the final segment. If you've got a question, this is your last opportunity. The number is 855-497-4335, or send me an email anytime to askandy@luinc.com. And we're talking about fear as it relates to real estate investing. It's very common. People have a lot of notions about what's going to happen when they become a real estate investor, maybe things they've heard from their uncle who didn't do well, or a friend or a neighbor or somebody they know, right? Which seems like a good source, but guess what? These were uninformed, not properly educated folks that are, you know, just trying their hand at something, right? Maybe trying to reinvent the wheel, as it were. Well, Lifestyles Unlimited, we've been doing what we've been doing for 30 years. We aren't doing anything but reinventing the wheel. And we've seen a lot of success over the years. You know, one of the common fears, I mentioned money fears is commonly an issue. And one of those is folks will say, I just don't have enough money to get into a rental house. right? Let me tell you quickly about a case study. I mentioned this one before. This was recently, this was end of July here in North Texas. And, you know, the gentleman bought a house that was worth $220,000. Now, you as the person on the sideline sitting there thinking, I could never do this. It's going to cost me way too much money. You're looking at that value and you're assuming things, right? You're assuming things like that you have to go in with 20% down. Well, what is 20% of that number? It's $44,000 as a down payment. Well, on top of that, this house needed some work, $27,000 worth of renovation, plus throw in about $5,000 in closing costs. That would be $76,000 to get into this one single property. Wow, I'd be scared of that too. But that's not how the story went with this gentleman. And I learned about this story when I attended the case study. Huge educational opportunity, huge opportunity to visualize success because I'm seeing his success. Well, what did he do? He followed the model that we use at Lifestyles Unlimited. He bought with hard money. Now, I'm not going to go into that today. We've had plenty of shows on that. We may do some in the future. But long story short, his out-of-pocket to get into this $220,000 asset was only $31,000. His equity at the end of the day was over $60,000. He doubled his money right out the door with this purchase, with the rehab as well, of course. 105% gain on equity captured. That's huge. And his cash flow was somewhere around 16, I think, operating off the top of my head here, 16 to 17% cash on cash return. Great numbers. I was inspired listening to this. You would be too if you attended those case studies, which you can as a member of the Financial Freedom Program. But I tell you this because that money fear, maybe it shouldn't be a fear. But you're not going to know that until number 10, right? We're working through 14 ways to conquer fear. Number 10, get help, as our author says. Whatever you're afraid of, is it something you have to do alone? Can you find a mentor or support group, he asks. Well, we are a mentor group. We are an education group. We leveraged my wife and I, the mentors, tremendously after we became members at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I told you, it took me a while, us both a while, to get over our fears. We joined in March of 2012. It was August before we bought that house. We looked at a lot. We still had a little bit of fear, but we slowly worked through that with our mentors, with the team at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we bought a house. But get this, the day of closing, my wife drives by the house, she was buying it, and we had a storm the day before, blew off a couple of shingles. Nowadays, I laugh at that, but she was nervous. She was at the closing table, mulling it over, right, just chewing on it. She's like, I don't know if I should do the deal. The roof looked like it was shot. She calls me. I say, hey, look, call the mentor. So she calls the mentor. Lynn Murrow was our mentor at the time, and Lynn talked her down. You're just going to pay maybe a couple $100, depending, if it's just a few shingles, to fix that, to patch it. It's not a big deal. We bought the house. Been a great asset. We did a cash-out refi on it a few months ago, pulled a tremendous amount of cash out to net, then reinvest and keep going. So those fears can be conquered if you just get some help, right? Somebody's done this before, and that's point number 11. Follow others. Find a recipe, as he calls it here. I would say find a model. And we've been following the same model at Lifestyles Unlimited for 30 years now. And it's working great. 50,000 members. So again, same question. Are you doing something that's never been done before? Or can you follow, right, the footsteps of somebody that has done this? Again, don't reinvent the wheel. That's what your uncle did. That's why it didn't work. And now he's telling you, don't get started. Don't even do that. And now you've got these fears building up. You're surrounding yourself with the wrong people. Go back to the prior point number 7, which is peer pressure. Get the good peer pressure going. Get those people around you that are going to push you forward and not hold you back, ultimately. And that dovetails with number 12, have a positive attitude. And a lot of that's going to come with surrounding yourself with the right people. Again, point number 7, that peer pressure. And I'll tell you, the folks at Lifestyles Unlimited are super positive. Why are we all so positive? Because we've gone down this path and we've seen the success and it makes us happy. You know, I don't know what else to tell you. It makes us positive because it works, you know? And when you focus on the negative side of things, when you are negative, as you go into something, you're going to naturally think about the downside, all that bad stuff that can happen. Now, when we do our due diligence, we do a proper analysis. We look at everything, the pros and the cons. But if you're just purely negative going into something, you're only going to see the downside. So think positive. Have a positive attitude. You're going to get that in spades when you surround yourself with like-minded people that are doing what you want to do and have had success. And again, we see that tremendously at Lifestyles Unlimited. And let me tell you one other quick story here. We just recently heard the announcement from the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas. So I'm in North Texas. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. Another one of our members has won an award. Supriya is a multifamily investor here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, and she is now the winner, the 2020 winner of the AAGD Sapphire Award for Independent Rental Owner, Operator of Apartment Multifamily. She's the 2020 winner. Get this, the 2019 winner was Kevin, also a member at Lifestyles Unlimited. I had the opportunity, in fact, while getting my education on one of the multifamily road trips pre-pandemic, when we were still meeting in person, but I had the opportunity to ride with him and his wife to the number of multifamily apartments that we toured as part of that road trip that day, that Friday. Great opportunity for me, right? I'm in a car. I'm surrounded by people that A, are positive, B, are winners, have seen success, and are imparting endless knowledge. It's a great place to be. We have the multifamily road trips. We have the single family road trips, and I told you about that's how my wife and I overcame our fear, our hurdles to get into single family. Now again, We're going to see how the pandemic shakes out over the next few months and when we get back to doing those live, but we're still doing them live and in person. We're still doing those online. I go to the multifamily road trips every opportunity I can here in North Texas, Central Texas, South Texas. You can do the same. And we have those going on for single family as well, if that's what your focus is going to be. Let's see here. South Texas, we've got the single family road trip coming up on the 26th of September. Here in North Texas on the 19th, I'll be checking that out. We're still buying single family. We're looking at multifamily. You can do both, right? Great opportunity for education. Now, number 13, be willing to pivot. I'm going to disagree a little bit here. He says, you know, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Yes, that's correct. Absolutely. Keep going forward. But I want to make sure you're not taking the wrong message here, because there's a common message in our society right now that you can fail your way to success. I don't like that. I don't want to have to keep failing. I just want to get it right out the gate. You know how we do that? By following people that have. By following what Supriya has done. By following what Kevin has done. Right? By attending the case studies and seeing what the gentleman did with the single family. Tremendous stuff. So we leverage the ecosystem here at Lifestyles Unlimited to see what the members are doing. To leverage the mentors. Right? To get on the right path out the door. So we don't have to pivot. We can just, you know, we don't want to take two steps backward in order to take one step forward. We just want to go forward one step at a time and keep going. Finally, number 14. Again, 14 ways to conquer fear. Focus on others as your motivation. And what he's talking about here is, well, if you don't want to do it for the money, and we at Lifestyles Unlimited don't do it for the money, we do it for the lifestyle. That is our focus. The lifestyle that we can provide to others, to our family. I've got a 3.5-year-old son. Do you think he's front of mind as we do what we do? Absolutely. We want to create generational wealth for him. If you've got kids, you want to do the same. And you'll get to a point where you're contributing to your community more broadly. You're helping others. I see that as well at the case studies. I love that part of it where people talk about how they are giving back, not just within the Lifestyles community, but without as well. A lot of our apartment investors are doing a tremendous amount, especially right now during the pandemic, to help school-age kids in their apartment communities. If you like to give, if you are a giving person, this will give you the opportunity to do more. So focus on others then in that case as your motivation. So we've talked about a number of things in terms of conquering fear. It's identifying that fear, putting a name to it, getting educated, finding a mentor, surrounding yourself with peers that will push you forward, being positive. All of those things we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. So hey, check out that free workshop that I mentioned earlier in the show. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to learn more. This is Andy Webb. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I thank you for listening today. Check out our podcast. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. They are all archived out there for you to listen to at your leisure. And remember, like I just said, it's not the money. It's The Lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.